She wasn't a better milk cow than you said she was. I told him, well, what can he give for her? He said, I'll give $60 for her. I said, my God, I had one of the prettiest fawn calves, and she was, you don't see too many pretty cows, but she was. I breasted her like she's a racehorse and fed her good. And they come after, I said, they come, he sent a man over there to get her at my house. I lived on New Boston Road then, mm-hmm. living in this very house. I moved this house out here. And so when he led her out the front, my wife was sitting on the front porch. Mm-hmm. And when I was standing here in the yard, and here's my driveway going down to the street. And my wife was sitting back in the house on the porch. And when he went out, I said, when a man gets in that shape, that he has to give a good cow and calf to pay one payment on a house to live in, mm-hmm. I said, he's in a hell of a shape. Besides that, I've got to go find $7.20 besides the $60 to make the payment. Well, I went to all the building loans was broke. They had borrowed people's money, you know, to loan it out. They couldn't pay them. I know one old man that took $65,000 away from them in houses. He is smart enough, and he'd say, well, I got to die my money. Well, how much for this house? He said, I'll just take some houses. You go out there, well, with this, and we've got so much in this one. I'll take it, go on to another two-story house over there. And, you know, and how much? Well, we got $2,000 in that house. I'll turn that down. And he got his money back taking houses. And he sold them to different parties himself and carried the notes. And he made money on them. But he was a good old man, good trader. And knew when to say no and when to say yes. That's the number one thing, isn't it? When to say no and when to say yes. Well, I went down there to see him, and they told me this and told me that. We're going to dock you. We're going to dock you $185 you've accumulated there. We're going to dock you. You're going to take that. Mm-hmm. And then he says, we have to have the title examined again. Mm-hmm. And I get kind of riled up. I cuss a little. And I don't let nobody run over me. I don't care how big he is or how mean he is. I can get as mean as he is if he makes me. But I can be just as calm and nice if he let me. So I says, hell no, you ain't going to do that. I said, you've got to cut me down this way. Now you're going to cut me across this way. I said, if the damn place wasn't worth the same lawyers passing on the title, if it wasn't good 4.5 years ago, it ain't worth a damn now. And I said, you're not going to do it. So I talked him out of it. Well, what's to pay? We've got it through the government. Roosevelt fixed it and put everybody back to work and put them back so they could eat and pay for the groceries, and started the Depression broke. Mm-hmm. And so I was selling this real estate, though, and it was slow about coming back, you know, so mm-hmm. quick. Takes a certain time. We're going to be 2 years coming out what we in now. We are, because mm-hmm. I keep up and I look at television. I read all about all of this mess in Washington, what's happened, so forth. And I'll tell you this in between lines.